Welcome back to the Roundup on Friday afternoon. I'm Bill Richardson here in Vancouver, and we'll continue now with the mystery project and the conclusion to the sea adventure that was started last week. Yachting enthusiasts Mike and Alex are getting ready to sail their catch Seahawk from England to the Indian Ocean. But during sailing trials in the channel, they're almost run down by a rogue salvage ship called L'Aventura. In this episode, while in a French fishing port, Mike and Alex see that ship again. But this time, they're determined to find out what this salvage vessel is really up to. Kerry Francis and Brian Harrison star in part two of Operation Santara by Philip Barker.
Can we put a boat down to go ashore after dark?
Very well, Mr. Jarvik.
You know, I ought to do this more often. Death's bound too much these days. Long time since I last rode an ocean-going tug.
Doesn't change.
Except that in my day, we didn't have 5,000 horsepower under our deck.
Shortens the distance.
Hey, you're right. I'll go below. Keep out of the crew's way. They won't think much of having the owner on board. I know. I never did.
I'll give you a call when we're nearing.
Salvage tug repeat, calling catch Seahawk. Repeat Seahawk. Come in if you read me, Seahawk. Salvage tug repeat.
Followed them down this alleyway, but by then they've disappeared. Well, they must have gone into one of them, because it's a dead end. Well, I waited for a bit, but they didn't come out again.
Warehouses?
More like old fishing sheds, rejuvenating. Two or three of them. Not over big, but back into the harbour.
You can see them just about from here.
Is it possible to take a landing craft in? Right up to the back, I mean.
If the tide was right.
Means they'd have to go out again within the next couple of hours.
Yeah? After that, it'll be on the ebb.
Well, I started unloading about half an hour ago, while I was waiting for you. Right, here we are. I'll take the rope.
Right. Yep, I've got her all right.
We'll leave it tied up alongside.
Okay.
Well, you certainly did better than I did.
Oh, what else did Davis say? Tell Chalbeck his what?
Too late, whatever that means. And something about not to be so prissy next time.
Prissy? Any ideas?
No more than you. Strange thing was, he seemed very sure I'd know what he was talking about.
Now, what's he like?
Oh, more or less what you'd expect. Belligerent, cocky. Got something going with the girl there, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Lucky as well. And that's all he said.
Something else rather odd. Said if I didn't know what they were up to, who would?
Well, what did he mean by that?
I wish I knew. Can you see that warehouse from here?
Yeah, part of it. To port there. Lies back a bit from that jetty.
Good. I want to watch that landing craft.
I'll get the glasses. Ah, that's funny.
What is?
I could have sworn I left that wheelhouse door closed.
It's open now.
I know I closed it. Somebody must have been on board.
Nobody here now unless they swam ashore. No boat.
Look, I always make certain of it.
Well, come on, let's have a look.
Ah, looks all right. Nothing missing as far...
What's the matter?
Take a look at that radio.
Radio?
One thing for sure, we won't be sending or receiving on that again in a hurry.
Oh, hell, what did they use, a sledgehammer?
Somebody's made more than certain we're out of contact.
Three guesses. Must have watched us go ashore.
It's mounting, Mike.
Davis knew. That's what he meant. By the time you get through to Chalbeck, it'll be too late. Oh, they've got a hell of a lot to answer for.
Well, surely this time it's a police job. Harbour authority, somebody official.
We could tell them our suspicion, sure. But I'd like to be able to give them more than that.
Well, we don't know for sure there's anything else to give them.
From what Davis didn't say. And look at that mess. And what about last night? A pretty extreme lengths to go to for no reason.
No, that's just it. All we've got in exchange for a splintered mainmast, a flooded engine, and a smashed radio is some strange garbled reference to a certain Chalbeck.
That's why we're going to take a look inside that warehouse.
Well, what?
We have to, don't you see? That's where the answer lies, I'm sure of it. Do you think you could find it again in the dark?
Well, yes. But, Mike...
We'll wait for darkness. Once it's dark, we'll slip ashore, tie up by the jetty, and find this warehouse of yours. Which way now?
Well, make for Chez Francoise. I only know it from there.
If anything should go wrong...
Wrong?
It won't, but just in case, make for the Seahawk. Whichever one of us, just so we know. But nothing is going to go wrong.
I wish I had your optimism.
Hold it! What? In here, this doorway!
What's the matter?
Ardino and Davis coming this way.
Making for the warehouse?
Well, for the pub, more like.
Hey, they'll come right past us.
Let us see us in here.
You betcha. He's a pretty fine damn sheep. You sail with us one time, no?
No, not me. Where are we going now?
To the pub.
Pub? Now?
He's plenty of time. Get drink first. Plenty of time.
Not for me, there's not.
Oh, yes, come on.
Who's the third one?
I don't know. Not a seaman in that outfit. But at least we know they'll be safely out of the way for a time. Come on,
lead the way.
So, all right.
Where the hell is this place, then?
You're too impatient, Macon. There's no rush. He's near, just round corner from here. It's a very good store place we got. Bring in straight from sea when tide is right.
Mm. How about the lorries for getting away?
Easy. Oh. It's down an alley. Cul-de-sac. Big double doors. We had the old place strengthened.
Yeah. You betcha it's easy. Hey, you start to move tomorrow, eh?
I'm more likely the day after. Huh? Not so easy from here.
Sooner the better. Got a couple of snoopers in port.
Snoopers? What kind of snoopers?
Sat around off our beam for 3 days out in the channel.
Ah, but I fix them.
You betcha.
I fix good, eh?
Yeah, he fix. That's why they're here now.
Listen, I don't want any more like at Morley.
He's all right. They don't tell nobody.
No?
No. They see us okay, but they tell nobody. No. I fix boat, then radio. Hey! He's funny, no?
I hope you're right. This character's not going to buy if there's any
He's
trouble.
He's all right, I tell you.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
He's all right.
Right. Through here.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, this the main warehouse?
Looks like it. It's big enough.
Oh, blast!
Hey, watch where you're treading. Not a very tidy lot.
They must be the door seaward.
Yeah. Hey, floor's still wet. What's that over there, Alex?
Where?
Put your torch on the far wall.
A great pile of something.
Yeah, covered over. Let's go see.
Oh, what is it?
I'll get hold of the tarpaulin.
Right. Hey, Mike, you hear something?
No.
Listen.
Yes, quick! Back over there!
Behind this partition. Or something falling.
Shh.
Now, where is the light? Ah. And there she is.
Hell of a lot of it.
Bellissimo, no?
Your mark promised. Less one load still to be got.
And it takes a moving.
Hey, Boxy, you lift the cover.
Can you see? Now, don't move. Blank or something falling on her shoulder. Where? Oh, careful, for God's sake.
A bit mucky, isn't it?
Well, what do you expect? Think we're going to scrub it?
All right. Well, they'll start moving perhaps tomorrow night or night after.
Tomorrow night would be better.
Right. I'll see what I can do.
We go back to moorings, eh?
How are they going to get in to collect?
Oh, we'll leave the key with Karina around at Francois. She can see him in.
Hey, that's a good idea.
All right, give us something.
I can't see it.
When I get it.
When you get it?
Well, I think I'd be the middleman if I had that sort of money. I'm fixing you a buyer. When he pays me, I pay you.
Hey, how long this be, eh?
When he gets it, he'll pay.
We want cash. Mm.
Cash? What, that amount?
Oh, I'm getting cramped. Try and stay it out.
Cash. It's got to be split. The crew's got to be paid.
That'd be difficult.
Yeah, it was difficult getting that lot.
Too right, you betcha, with Chalbeck and his snoopers.
Ah, you'd better have an account somewhere. Switzerland,
huh? Yeah? In whose name? We'll take cash or no.
It's no good, Mike. I can't. See if you can catch it.
Oh, no.
From over there.
What's it? In here.
The partition.
Run for it.
Can't. My leg cramped.
Come on, try.
You get away.
Hold on, Watson. Gino, you get him. It's Stradbrook.
Right, into him. Go on, Mike. Run.
Get
him. Run.
This way.
Get away, get away. I'll follow.
Gotcha.
Get down.
God, David's behind you. Hold him, damn snooper. You get him.
No, you don't.
Hold Stradbrook. I get you, snooper.
Too much cognac.
Hey, he's getting away.
After him. Dino, get him after him. Grab that one, Butsy.
Yeah. Get off me, you great ox.
Dino, you slob. Why didn't you stop Stradbrook?
Dino, he ruptured me, I think.
Ah, well, we got this one anyway.
Snooper, damn coax. You break into my place. You come in, Dino.
Why don't you call a policeman?
Shut up.
Yeah, well, those are two.
Yeah, let's hope Dino gets the other one.
No matter.
No matter?
No.
You stupid nut, we'll lose the lot.
No, I don't want another botch up if he gets
he the... no tell nobody. Not while we got this one.
I wouldn't count on that.
Shut up! Get this ape off me.
Not too hard, Botsy. While we got this one in good shape, the other one, he keep quiet.
Dino might just be right for once.
Yeah? Well, I hope so.
But you better get this stuff moving tomorrow, mate, and just in case.
Not so easy. What about him?
You should be careful how you answer that. You're in enough trouble already.
Not half as much as you are, matey.
Well, we take this one on the Aventura, eh?
I see.
You betcha.
You mad.
We keep him good there. There he no snoop, no tell nobody out there, eh?
Attempted murder on the high seas. Boarding and smashing equipment, now assault and kidnapping, worth about 20 years apiece, I reckon. Not to mention that little lot over there.
You better keep up quiet somehow to give me time.
This is Strudbrook. He get message okay. He know if he talk before we finish, this one here have accident at sea, no?
We don't seem to have much choice, lest Dino picks up Strudbrook.
It's good idea. Pretty soon we sail, and we take him. Other one pretty damn sure we take him. Botsy, you bring him to boat, and you watch him plenty damn good, eh?
Yeah.
Well, hello there. Ship's boat. You from the Seahawk?
What the hell are you doing aboard my boat?
Here to see you.
I bet. You're out of luck. There's not much left to smash.
I don't understand you. Forgive us coming aboard. I hail but got no reply.
Ardino's quick off the mark.
Who's Ardino? We've been trying to raise you by radio all day. Pasha, painter. We're tire off.
Like hell. What do you want?
The name's Chelbeck.
What did you say?
My name, Chelbeck.
Here. Tire off alongside.
I'm sorry if we seem to have taken a liberty, but we crossed the channel specially to see you. That's Captain Todd and his second mate.
So, you're Chelbeck.
You sound surprised.
Can you prove that?
If I have to, why?
Because we seem to have you to thank for a sequence of unexplained and not very pleasant occurrences over the past 24 hours.
I'm sorry if that's so.
I thought you were another of them.
I see.
Chelbeck has been a word cropping up persistently throughout.
Let me guess. The Aventura?
You know her?
I know her. She's why we're here. We've been trying to raise you.
Oh?
But I've seen your radio. I see why we couldn't.
Merely one of the pleasant little things that have been happening of late.
I think I can probably explain most of them.
Well, it's certainly time somebody did. I'm tired of being an Aunt Sally without cause. It'll have to wait. I came back for some gear. I've some unfinished business.
Mr. Chelbeck?
Right.
You see her? She's weighed anchor. She's moving out.
The Aventura.
What?
I see her. Damnation.
I've got to get after her.
She's well underway.
But they've got my partner on that ship.
She'll have a good start on us, but the repeater take care of that. In any case, we know her course well enough.
Thanks, I'm grateful.
Nonsense. We owe you a great deal. Our boat's along the port side. Get whatever you need. And don't worry. They're not going to get away from us this time.
Girlfriend at the local cafe. I was more than fond of the cognac.
Yes, that's Davis, all right.
You know him?
Only too well. He used to work for us.
That meant nothing to us, any of it, not right from the start. I figured maybe an answer lay in that warehouse.
And so it does. Though I doubt you'd have been much wiser without the facts.
Come ahead,
bud. What's the trouble, skipper?
No trouble, but you'll be getting close to the moorings by now. Follow too hard, she'll log us on radar. Might get suspicious.
You're right. So far, she'll not be too sure who we are. Reason we didn't bring the repeat right in at Duanene. They'd recognize this tug in a minute.
She'll be within our radar range at any time now.
When she is, we'll think again.
You know where she's heading? They recognize the tug? You seem to know plenty about this outfit, Mr. Chelbeck.
Plenty. And yet nothing. I'm not surprised you're confused.
Too right.
Look, I'll show you. On the chart. Yeah, now, where are we? Yeah. See that cross?
Yeah.
4850 north by 0543 west. That's where the Aventura's bound.
Yeah, but that's more or less where we were the other night. Last night.
When they tried to ram you? Yes, I thought it might be. You've been lying off there for two or three days?
Give it 5 or 6 miles. We'd been testing equipment, modifications to the catch.
Unfortunate you chose that particular area. At least for you. For me, a slice of luck.
Luck?
They must have thought you were working for us. The idea was to scare you off, or at least to gain enough time for them to make harbor without you following them.
Why the hell would I want to follow them?
That's what it's all about. Down there, on that position, lies what's left of a cargo ship called the Santara. She went down fully laden in March 42. Torpedoed. Handful of survivors.
I still don't see what... Ah, wait a minute. The Aventura's a salvage ship.
Right. And we are a salvage company.
A cargo of some sort.
Who needs a decaying wreck?
Yeah, but according to the soundings shown here, she must be lying under nearly 65 fathoms.
Which is why she's still there. Too deep for raising by conventional methods. Uneconomic.
So?
Unconventional methods. Specialized technique. We've been lifting cargoes from that sort of depth for years. We're one of the few companies in the world who've been really successful at it.
And the Aventura?
I wish I knew. 18 months ago, we located the Santara using bearings. We knew she was down there somewhere. Oh, it doesn't matter. We found her and did a deal with the original underwriters.
For her cargo?
Giving us right of ownership of anything we raised. And, incidentally, we also bought the hull from the hull underwriters, because to get at the cargo, we'd need to blow it.
And this was 18 months ago?
We're a small unit. We were committed at the time. The Santara had to take a turn. Then about 3 months ago, we got wind that a salvage ship was moored at a position 4815 north by 0543 west.
Uh-huh, the Aventura.
Yes, though she seems to have a habit of changing her name.
We've got her on radar now.
How far?
10-12 miles. And stationary.
Must be there.
Now, wouldn't we be up on her radar?
Easily. And probably for some time. She'd probably have a greater range than us.
Surprise is imperative if I'm to get Alex off.
So far, we're all right. But if I heave to or hold their course for too long, they might smell a rat.
Any ideas?
Take a bearing to bring us round wide of her. That might keep them guessing.
Yes, well.
I think so. Bring her 10 degrees to port.
Port 10?
Aye, aye, sir.
Really depends what Mr. Stradbrook wants to do.
Yes. How the hell are you going to get him off?
Go and fetch him.
From the Aventura? They'd never let you anywhere near. Captain Todd tried it when we first heard about him, to clarify our position of ownership. They wouldn't even let him aboard.
I wasn't proposing to tell them.
Get aboard without them knowing, you mean?
That won't be so easy.
It certainly won't. What do you suggest?
If I remember her right, she sits fairly low in the water.
True.
If I can get to her anchor chain, it's a simple enough matter to climb up it.
Simple. Noisy, too. What are they going to be doing while you're clambering over the side?
Not much choice, is there? They're hardly likely to hand Alex over on request.
And there's something you ought to know. Davis and his friends are in this for pretty high stakes. They're not likely to be squeamish if anyone really gets in their way.
So I've noticed.
And I mean high stakes.
Tell me, what the hell is this cargo?
Copper.
Copper?
In ingots, weighing 6 to the ton.
They take all these risks for copper.
Have you any idea of the value of copper today?
I'd be guessing.
Over 500 pounds sterling a ton.
Sheesh.
Exactly. They stand to lose over £1 million.
And Ardino would stop at little for £1 million.
Now you know what you're up against.
So that's what was in that warehouse.
We couldn't find out where they were bringing it ashore.
But if you own the Santara...
We stand to lose the £1 million. That wasn't until you came along.
Well, surely you could have stopped them out here.
20 miles off Ushant.
Well, these are open waters.
There was nothing legal to stop Davis and his friends, nor anyone else from working that wreck. Nothing at all. But once they started to land the stuff, then that was different. Then we could impound the Santara's cargo and take it to law to prove ownership by purchase. But we needed to catch them at it. You can see why I sincerely hope you succeed.
You certainly won't be able to touch that copper unless I do.
How can we help?
By getting me as close to that ship as you can without arousing their interest.
I can take the tug in so far, then put a boat down. I can lay over long enough for that.
Good. Now, once the boat is in as near as you dare take it, I can go in with Aqualung.
Suppose you do manage to get aboard. You're still going to find him. He could be anywhere on that ship.
Play it by ear once I'm there. Point is, I'll have to jettison the long weights and flippers to get over the side. And Alex won't even have a wetsuit. Could you get the tug in fairly close to pick us up once we jump?
No problem there. I can practically turn this one on her heel. Just so long as we know when and can see you in the water.
Fair enough. Then I suggest we do it just before dawn, when the watch is never at its brightest. right?
Yeah.
All tested. Now the weights.
Yeah, on the way, sir.
On the way, sir. That's it.
Good. I'll check the rescue torch again. Without that, we could miss you.
Yes, it's working okay. Right. So, over the side.
Keep her steady.
I wouldn't come in. It's cold. Don't forget. Give me 45 minutes.
Check.
We'll be coming over the starboard side.
We'll be waiting. Good luck.
Thanks, Skipper.
All right, let's get back to the tug. And keep it as quiet as you can. You'd grow up, Bardino, and stop creeping about.
What's the matter, Harry Davis? You're not asleep.
You're thinking of your goo-goo chick, maybe, eh?
Thinking how glad I'll be when this job is done and I can be rid of you.
Oh, no. You miss me, Harry Davis.
You want a bet? What are you doing up on your feet, anyway?
Cat snoring damn sailor's supposed to be on watch. Sheesh, it's cold. Nice, soon done, eh? Eh? Soon start work for the last time, eh?
Thank God for that.
Oh, no, it's sad. It's been fun, eh? Harry's been fun. Think of all the monies we soon get. That make you feel good soon, I bet you, eh?
Fat lot of good if we're going a 10-year stretch. You and your glory tricks.
Oh, you worry too much, Harry Davis. Oh, you're so freezing brass monkeys. Well, I go back to my bunk, eh?
Good.
Always you worry too much.
Glory tricks.
Ciao, warrior.
Great nit. Who's that? Ardino? Is that you again? He's got me at it.
Davis? Just one word, friend, when I take my hand from your mouth, it'll give me the greatest pleasure to snap your arm. Now.
Who is it?
You can't have forgotten so soon. Now, where is he?
Stradbrook, my arm.
Quietly, no fuss, no trouble. Where is he?
Dota.
Oh, look in the Seychelles showed me once how with the merest pressure in the right place.
No.
Where's Alex?
He's below. I'll tell you.
You'll do better. You'll take me. And remember, we run into anybody, one glory trick, as you just aptly put it. And you won't have enough strength in your arm to stifle a yawn. Lead on. And carefully. Chain locker. Pretty useful, thickish steel door. Unbolt it.
You'll never get in.
Unbolt it!
How can I? You've got me arm.
You've got two, haven't you? At the moment, anyway. Now, unbolt it.
I can't. I can't.
You can, you know. You'd better...
All right. I can...
See? Now the other.
Damn you, Stradbrook.
Now, open it.
Alex? Alex, are you there?
What? Mike, that you? Mike, how the hell?
Later. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, but how...
We've got about 4 minutes to get off this tub, unless you want a long swim. I've got delayed.
What about him?
In there. That door will hold his noise for long enough.
You can't. You'll never get off.
Stand by with the bolts. So far, you've been lucky, Davis, but in you go!
Oh,
door!
Mike, you crazy. How'd you manage it?
Later. Steady as we go. Martino's been waking up the watch blasting.
But how do we get off?
Follow me.
And move quietly.
Listen. There she comes. I have to get out in the open.
Over by the rail, right. They'll never see us in the water.
Rescue torch fixed to suit. Get ready.
On the bridge. They've seen us.
Keep close once we hit the water. She'll heave to for long enough. Make for the tug.
I'm with you.
Right. Jump!
To await the pleasure of the courts. Thanks to you.
Well, I don't see them making a claim.
No. And with your evidence, she'll be no problem at all.
What about the Aventura?
She was gone from the moorings next day.
What, you lost the last load then?
Not on your life. We're getting that up now.
I wonder where Ardino's taken his ship.
Who knows? Some new bit of skullduggery, I suppose. The salvage game is a cutthroat business, but we do have some sort of international code between us. Name any major port in the world, they'll be watching out for him.
Anyway, thanks again for the Seahawk.
A towback, a new mast, and a new radio. Little enough for what you've done for us.
Plus the radar and the echo sounding gear. Oh, we're very grateful.
How's the work progressing?
She'll be ready in a couple of days.
What then? The Indian Ocean still?
Yes, after she's run her trials.
Trials?
Well, with a refit and all this new equipment, I thought we might take her out in the channel for a couple of days. Well, just to see how she performs.
What did you say?
Well, only a couple of days. Nice and quiet out there.
No.
Alex?
No, oh, no.
You've been listening to The Mystery Project and the conclusion of the two-part play called Operation Santara by Philip Barker. Cast, you heard Carrie Francis as Mike, Brian Harrison as Alex, Peter Pratt as Chalbeck, Roger Delgado as Ardino, and Trainer Portman as Davis. Operation Santara was written by Philip Barker. The program was produced and directed in London at the BBC by John Tidyman. Bill Howell is the executive producer of The Mystery Project, Barry Morgan the coordinating producer. When the roundup returns after the CBC Radio 1 News, once again the advent of the A-Team with some of your calls and letters from this past week, prizes 2.
Listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.